Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Neela writes, how do you defrag a computer running Windows 8.1? I can't figure out how to do it on my new laptop.
Oh man, remember the days when your computer would just screech to a halt because of how fragmented it was?
Oh yeah.
I had an Intel 386, and I think it had 50 megabytes on its hard drive.
Wow.
I was running DOS 5.0 and Windows 3.1 on that thing, and I had to defrag it every other day just to keep it running.
Well, back in my day, we had 640K of RAM and we liked it. Now man, we are nerds, and old nerds at that.
Hey, anyway, let's explain what defragging a computer is.
Okay. Defragmenting a hard drive is basically reorganizing a hard drive so that it runs faster and more efficiently. When your hard drive stores data, it basically just shoves it anywhere it can find space. You'd think it would store pieces of the same file next to each other, but it may actually put pieces of it all over the place.
Yeah, imagine opening a file cabinet and just throwing paperwork in there. You'd never be able to find anything if you did that. But your computer can keep track of where it put things, even if they are all over the place. And that works fine. But after a while, things start to get really messy and it will slow the computer down.
That's when you need to go in there and organize things so that the computer doesn't have to search all over to find your stuff. To do that, you run a defrag.
You know, now that you mention it, I don't remember the last time that I defragged a computer. Do you, Tom?
No, not really. But I had just assumed it was because the drives were big enough that they didn't need to do that anymore. But I saw Neela's question and I did a little research earlier. Technically, you don't need to defrag your computer anymore, assuming you're running Windows 7 or higher.
Oh, really? Does Windows just keep things organized now?
Nope, Windows still just throws the files in there, but now it automatically defragments your hard drive once a week.
Oh, cool.
You can run it manually if you want to, though. On Windows Vista and Windows 7, the program is called Disk Defragmenter, and on Windows 8, it is Optimized Drive. To find Optimized Drive on Windows 8, just press the Start button on your keyboard and type in Optimized Drive. Now, Ray, what about on a Mac? How can you defragment your Mac?
Well, according to Apple, you probably don't need to. Mac OS X optimizes your hard drive as it goes, so it doesn't even have a native way to defragment your hard drive. You can install a third-party program to defrag your computer, but they can cause more problems than they fix. And actually, they can cause your Mac to run slower, so we don't recommend them. If your Mac is running slow, just try restarting your computer and clearing off some space on your hard drive instead.
One last note, if you have an SSD or a solid-state drive, you do not want to defragment your SSD. It really doesn't provide any benefit, and it can actually reduce its lifespan.
If you like Ask Deemable Tech, and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter, or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868, or you can send an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.